Chapter 1. Cairo, Egypt. April 17th, 2018. Benjamin P. Fontaine woke up to a spinning room. Still drowsy, he regained his focus and glanced around his apartment, unable to believe his eyes. The tiles looked like a Jackson Pollock painting. His personal notes and drawings, his life's research and work, were scattered across the floor as if they were unimportant. Furniture had been toppled. He felt a sharp, burning pain on the left-hand side of his jaw. He tried to move his hand to touch it, but found he couldn't. His wrists and ankles were restrained by a double-braid nylon rope that was tied up against a cane chair he had purchased not long ago. The black rope was well knotted, allowing him to move his palms apart slightly, but tight enough to cut off his circulation if he tried to budge. He spotted someone in the kitchen. His eyes widened with trepidation until he realized the figure he was seeing was his business partner, a French-born Muslim named Yusuf. However, his relief was short-lived when he saw that Yusuf was standing behind the Marble Island benchtop with a smug, evil-eyed expression on his face.
"What's going on, Yusuf?" Benjamin asked coldly. "Why am I tied up to this chair?"
His temper rose a little more with each second of silence that followed.
"And why does my apartment look like it's been ransacked by thieves?"
"I need you to tell me the code to your safe," said Yusuf with an air of nonchalance.
Benjamin snapped his head around to face the north wall. His safe, which was supposed to be hidden behind a glass-framed beach scene, now lay face down on the hard porcelain tiles.
"Why do you want to enter my safe?" asked Benjamin, scowling. "You've seen the granite stela and the key many times."
Yusuf casually poured himself a cup of cold water from a jug in the refrigerator. As if having his best friend tied up like this and held hostage in his own apartment was the norm. After taking a sip from his glass, he lifted the lid of a pot sitting on a gas cooktop and took in the smell from last night's leftovers.
"Spaghetti bolognese. Nice," he said casually. "Bolognese always taste better the second day."
"What's going on? What do you want, Yusuf?"
"I want the key you have in that safe of yours, so I can enter the Hall of Records."
Benjamin grimaced as he tried to force his hands free, rocking the chair from side to side, but to no avail.
"Why are you doing this? We've discussed this before. We were going to reveal what we have when we discovered the final key described in the granite stela. The key that will lead us to the last secret chamber. That was the plan from the very beginning." "It's been 2 years now,"
Yusuf shouted, staring at his partner with menacing blue eyes. It was clear that Yusuf's patience had come to an end.
"Why keep what we have a secret? You've got the first key to enter the hidden chamber within the Sphinx.
I can't wait any longer. You have a winning lottery ticket, but you're too chicken shit to cash it in. Yusuf, you know why I've kept it quiet for so long. Once the Egyptian antiquities experts find out what we're in possession of, it's game over. They'll take control, find the treasure, and bury the information like they've always done in the past. I don't trust that Zayawas and his team of misfits. That's why we need to find that all-important last key before we act."
Yusuf stalked over to the safe, drinking more of his water, and seemed to regain his composure.
"Benjamin, I've known you most of my life. Please, just tell me the code."
"Your father would not have approved of what you're doing right now," Benjamin replied, squeezing his hands into fists.
He knew this was a sore point. Yusuf had hated his father.
"Yes, my father. I know you two were close," said Yusuf bitterly. "My old man always wanted me to be more like you. In his eyes, I was always a failure. But in the end, it'll be my name that lives on through the ages, not yours."
Benjamin didn't know how to reply to this last comment, and instead waited for Yusuf's piercing gaze to catch his own. He remembered the last time he had seen the man before him, a man he'd considered to be his closest friend. It was just this morning that Yusuf had surprised him with breakfast, bacon and eggs and a skim latte just how he liked it. Then it came to him.
"You drugged me?"
Benjamin felt blood rush to his face as his fury grew. the veins on his forehead throbbing as he leaned forward up tight against the ropes.
"Take these off of me now!"
he yelled through gritted teeth.
"I don't think so,"
replied Yusuf, whose eyes remained fixed ahead.
"It's my turn to shine now."
Regret washed over Benjamin. In hindsight, how he longed to go back and take a different path. If only he had found another way to fund his research, he would never have needed his rich friend to become his business partner, and he wouldn't be in this current predicament. In fact, he recalled now at one point Yusuf's father had warned him against doing business with his son. He should have listened.
"Once you get what's in my safe, then what? What are you gonna do, kill me?"
said Benjamin, feeling vulnerable as he bit his bottom lip. Yusuf flashed a sly grin.
"Tell me the code."
"I can't,"
said Benjamin, every word cut short by fear.
"The code! No!"
His rage visibly building, Yusuf threw the glass of water hard against the wall where the glass smashed into pieces and then called out in Arabic. Benjamin turned to face the door. A towering giant of a man with bulging biceps entered the room with a dry cough. He was dressed as if he were an undercover detective in blue jeans and a black polo shirt that clung to his body. His dark skin was that of someone who lived in the heat of the desert. Along with a 12 o'clock shadow, he had clipped hair and was armed with a semi-automatic weapon that could be seen protruding from his expensive shirt. Walking behind the muscle was a shorter, older man with graying hair. He wore thick-framed glasses and carried a plump, nut-brown leather bag. He glanced around the vandalized room and spotted Benjamin tied up in the chair. His eyes quickly flicked to the ground as if he hadn't seen anything, and he followed the bigger man to the safe.
"What's going on?"
Benjamin asked, his adrenaline spiking as he tried once more to set himself free. After a short, fruitless struggle, he stopped and faced the shorter man, who positioned himself in front of the wall safe. It seemed like the stranger was focused only on the objective at hand, studiously oblivious to Benjamin being held hostage in his own apartment. He extracted a variety of high-tech tools from his leather bag, which rattled as he laid them out on the tiled floor. It became clear to Benjamin that he was a locksmith paid to do Yusuf's bidding.
"Yusuf, you were like my brother. Don't do this," he begged.
Yusuf ignored Benjamin's plea for mercy and turned back to the safe, gesturing for the locksmith to begin. The drilling into the steel frame began and the smell of burnt metal filled the air. The locksmith struggled for 20 drawn-out minutes, sweat beating on his brow, but eventually he managed to force open the safe door. Yusuf advanced toward it and scrutinized the contents within, then extracted an old stone container roughly the size of a shoebox. He hefted it in his hands, careful not to drop the heavy 3,000-year-old artifact, and carried it over to the marble kitchen benchtop. The armed giant thanked the locksmith and handed him an open envelope filled with what appeared to be Egyptian pounds before escorting him to the front door. Benjamin caught sight of the treasure in Yusuf's deceitful hands, which immediately brought to mind the memory of the moment when he had extracted it out of a cave in Cyprus a little over 2 years ago. The secret underwater cavern was located at the baths of Aphrodite. The cave was meant to be a shrine for Alexander the Great, but instead laid a trail to his final resting place and the swap that had happened over 2,000 years ago. The venerated tomb of St. Mark in Venice contained not the evangelist, but the body of the most famous warlord in history, his mummified remains buried beneath the altar of St. Mark's Basilica. As an archaeologist, it had been the biggest find of Benjamin's life, and it had yet to be shared with the world. It was a discovery only known by one other person. A man he thought he could trust, but now it was in the hands of a man possessed by hatred and greed. Benjamin could do nothing but stare at Yusuf, who reached inside the box to remove the first object, which he knew to be a key. He held the solid iron, a tri-spiral design, extruding outward from its base, which was embedded in a triangular single piece of rock-hard limestone. The limestone core bore many unique holes and grooves and was surrounded by intricately carved Egyptian hieroglyphs. The tri-spiral shape symbolized the creation of the universe and could be found throughout the world in the relics of many ancient civilizations. Benjamin had deduced that it had been created from a single meteorite rock that had fallen to the earth thousands of years ago, a masterpiece in itself. Yusuf carefully left the solid 4-inch key on the marble benchtop and took out the next object, a rectangular-shaped rose granite stela, and ran his fingers across the indented hieroglyphics.
"You have what you want. Now let me go," said Benjamin vehemently.
As soon as he spoke the words, there was a heavy thump. With lightning speed, Benjamin turned to face the doorway, only to see the locksmith lying face first on the floor. A kitchen knife protruded from the back of his neck as blood cascaded out from the wound onto the Italian tiles. Benjamin's hands shook and his mouth went instantly dry. A whimper escaped him as he stared at the dead body by the door, knowing this was going to be his own fate.
"What have you done?"
said Benjamin, trying to calm himself down enough to think. Yusuf spoke to the bigger man in Arabic and was handed a silenced pistol, as if this had been preordained. Benjamin's eyes followed the weapon as Yusuf approached him and kneeled down so that their eyes met close up.
"What are you going to do with that?" asked Benjamin,
nodding toward the firearm, while the murdering giant was collecting the priceless artifacts behind them.
"I'm sorry, my friend. This is the end for you," said Yusuf, aiming the 9mm Heckler & Koch at Benjamin's chest.
"Wait. I was the one who found these artifacts," he said desperately. "I'm the brains in our operation. If you kill me, you'll never find the key to the last secret chamber."
Yusuf smirked, dangling the weight of the gun in his right hand.
"There's no need to search for it anymore, my friend," he said. "I know exactly where it is."
Benjamin followed the dark barrel.
"Your father would be rolling over in his grave," he spat.
"My father would not approve. Yes, you're right. I know you two were tight, but he was wrong about one thing."
"What's that?"
"I was never the dumb one."
Yusuf shook his head and with a cold detachment he aimed the silenced gun at Benjamin's chest once more. Benjamin arched his back and pressed his lips together, preparing for the bullet to enter. Yusuf's hands trembled and he shut his eyes. For a second it seemed like he might not be able to go ahead with it. They had history together. They were longtime friends. Just as Benjamin began to feel hope that he might survive, Yusuf regained his menacing composure and squeezed the trigger.